First Chronicles chapter 8. Benjamin became the father of Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, Ahara the third, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And Bela had sons, Adar, Gira, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gira, Shephufan, and Huram. These are the sons of Ehud. They were heads of ancestral houses of the inhabitants of Geba, and they were carried into exile to Manahath. Naaman, Ahijah, and Gira, that is, Heglam, who became the father of Uzzah and Ahihud. And Shaharaim had sons in the country of Moab after he had sent away his wives, Hushim and Baara. He had sons by his wife Hodesh, Jobab, Zibiah, Mesha, Malcolm, Jeuz, Sakiah, and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of ancestral houses. He also had sons by Hushim, Abitub, and Elpeal. The sons of Elpeal, Eber, Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with its towns, and Beriah and Shema, they were heads of ancestral houses of the inhabitants of Aijalon, who put to flight the inhabitants of Gath, and Ahio, Shashak, and Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmeirai, Izliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpeal. Jakim, Zikrai, Zabdai, Elienai, Zilathai, Eliel, Adaiah, Beriah, and Shimroth were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikrai, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthothijah, Iphdiah, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shamsarai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jearashiah, Elijah, and Zikrai were the sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of ancestral houses, according to their generations, chiefs. These lived in Jerusalem. Jael, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon, and the name of his wife was Maacah. His firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zeker, and Mikloth, who became the father of Shimeah. Now these also lived opposite their kindred in Jerusalem with their kindred. Ner became the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal, and the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz became the father of Jehoiada, and Jehoiada became the father of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri became the father of Moza. Moza became the father of Biniah. Rapha was his son, Eliezer his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these are their names. Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Abadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of his brother Eshek, Ulam his firstborn, Jeush the second, and Eliphelet the third. The sons of Ulam were mighty warriors, archers, having many children and grandchildren, 150. All these were Benjaminites. First Chronicles chapter 9. So all Israel was enrolled by genealogies, and these are written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was taken into exile in Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to live again in their possessions in their towns were Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. And some of the people of Judah, Benjamin, Ephraim, and Manasseh, lived in Jerusalem. Uthai, son of Ammihud, son of Omri, son of Imri, son of Benai, from the sons of Perez, son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn and his sons, of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their kin, 690. Of the Benjaminites, Salu, son of Meshulam, son of Hodviah, son of Hasanuah, Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Elah, son of Uzi, son of Mikrai, and Meshulam, son of Shephatiah, son of Reuel, son of Ibnajah, and their kindred according to their generations, 956. All these were heads of families according to their ancestral houses. Of the priests, Jediah, Jehoiarib, Jakin, and Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Meshulam, son of Zadok, son of Meraioth, son of Ahitub, the chief officer of the house of God. and Adiah, son of Jeroham, son of Pashur, son of Malchijah, and Maasai, son of Adiel, son of Jazirah, son of Meshulam, son of Meshilamith, son of Emir. Besides their kindred, heads of their ancestral houses, 1,760 qualified for the work of the service of the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, son of Azrikam, son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Harish, Galal, and Mataniah, son of Micah, son of Zikri, son of Asaph, and Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, son of Galal, son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers were Shalom, Akub, Talmon, Ahiman, and their kindred Shalom was the chief, stationed previously in the king's gate on the east side. These were the gatekeepers of the camp of the Levites. Shalom, son of Kore, son of Abiasaph, son of Korah, and his kindred of his ancestral house, the Korahites, were in charge of the work of the service, guardians of the thresholds of the tent, as their ancestors had been in charge of the camp of the Lord, guardians of the entrance. And Phinehas, son of Eleazar, was chief over them in former times. The Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was gatekeeper at the entrance of the tent of meeting. All these who were chosen as gatekeepers at the thresholds were 212. They were enrolled by genealogies in their villages. David and the seer Samuel established them in their office of trust. So they and their descendants were in charge of the gates of the house of the Lord, that is, the house of the tent, as guards. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south, and their kindred who were in their villages were obliged to come in every 7 days, in turn, to be with them. For the four chief gatekeepers, who were Levites, were in charge of the chambers and the treasures of the house of God. And they would spend the night near the house of God, for on them lay the duty of watching, and they had charge of opening it every morning. Some of them had charge of the utensils of service, for they were required to count them when they were brought in and taken out. Others of them were appointed over the furniture, and over all the holy utensils, also over the choice flour, the wine, the oil, the incense, and the spices. Others of the sons of the priests prepared the mixing of the spices, and Mattathiah, one of the Levites, the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, was in charge of making the flat cakes. Also some of their kindred of the Kohathites had charge of the rows of bread to prepare them for each Sabbath. Now these are the singers, the heads of ancestral houses of the Levites, living in the chambers of the temple free from other service, for they were on duty day and night. These were heads of ancestral houses of the Levites. According to their generations, these leaders lived in Jerusalem. In Gibeon lived the father of Gibeon, Jael, and the name of his wife was Maacah. His firstborn son was Abdon, then Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gidor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth became the father of Shimeam, and these also lived opposite their kindred in Jerusalem with their kindred. Ner became the father of Kish, Kish of Saul, Saul of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merib-Baal, and Merib-Baal became the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz became the father of Jarah, and Jarah of Alameth, Azmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri became the father of Moza. Moza became the father of Biniah. And Rephaiah was his son, Eleasa his son, Azel his son. Azel had six sons, and these are their names, Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines overtook Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, sons of Saul. The battle pressed hard on Saul, and the archers found him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, so that these uncircumcised may not come and make sport of me." But his armor-bearer was unwilling, for he was terrified. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died. Thus Saul died, he and his three sons and all his house died together. When all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that the army had fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their towns and fled, and the Philistines came and occupied them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They stripped him and took his head and his armor, and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to carry the good news to their idols and to the people. They put his armor in the temple of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. But when all Jabesh-Gilead heard everything that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant warriors got up and took away the body of Saul, and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh. Then they buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness. He was unfaithful to the Lord in that he did not keep the command of the Lord. Moreover, he had consulted a medium, seeking guidance, and did not seek guidance from the Lord. Therefore the Lord put him to death, and turned the kingdom over to David, son of Jesse.